Kendra, what about that guy over there?
He's been checking me all night long.
Checking you out? He's checking me out.
Or you think everybody plays on your team?
Listen, I know you think these days. My radar's going up in space.
You're out of your mind. He's not giving you the time.
I know from this scene.
What you mean, what you mean?
He's on my team. Hey, yeah, yeah. He's on my team. So give it up before you cream.
Don't be obscene. Can't you tell the way he's stressing me?
You see through a screen that blinds you from the truth that he's on my team. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Question, why can't you see that he's looking dead at me?
Take my advice, it's free. Don't compromise when 2020.
Things are not what they seem.
What you mean, what you mean?
He's on my team. Oh, 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 oh. He's on my team. But maybe he's on yours in your dreams.
Oh, it's a mistake. He plays my game and plays it me.
You see yeah, it through my screen. Shield you from reality, cause he's on my team.
Okay, hold up a minute. He dresses too well, his shirt is too tight.
Well, it ain't no thing, cause it won't be on tonight.
That's right, when he comes home with me. Hey,
don't be so positive, just cause he's sensitive.
Could be a switch hitter with too much love to give.
Or maybe he's just a sex fan. No,
he's on my team. Why can't you understand that he's on my team?
He's I tell you, he's on my team. I know that he's on my team. Believe me, he's on my team. My team, my team. On my team. I tell you, he's on my team. He's on my team.
He's on my team.
He's on my team. Hey, you better sip up on your sweet dreams.
What you mean? What you mean? Oh, let me tell the way.
Don't do it.
That song was called He's On My Team, and it was by New York City artist Ari Gold, with the help of his friend Kendra Ross. Ari was one of the winners in June at the Out Music Awards, and that's what this show is all about. I'm J.D. Doyle. This segment is called Queer Music Heritage, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. But this month, I'm going to forego the heritage part and bring you some of the best queer music to be released during 2004, because that music was honored at the Out Music Awards. Okay, if you're a fan of GLBT music and don't know about the organization Out Music, well, you should. It was founded in New York City about 14 years ago, intended to be a group of artists helping each other. In fact, their slogan is Music Within Community and Community Within Music. This is the fifth annual awards for Out Music, and in the past, the events have all been held in New York City, but this year, Chicago was the host, on June 12th, organized quite ably by Greg Shapiro and Rick Carlin. It was several days packed full of artist showcases and performances leading up to the main awards event. I was honored to have been asked again this year to be one of the judges for the awards, and the show itself was a wonderful showcase of queer music. If you want to hear a more news-oriented report on the awards, complete with clips from the acceptance speeches, that story was aired on This Way Out earlier this month, but can also be heard on demand at my website. But for tonight, I'm going to try to keep my talking down to a minimum so I can fit in as much music as possible. You're going to hear quite a variety of music, touching on a lot of different genres. I'm playing songs by all the winners and some extras. Now, as I told you a few moments ago, I started off the show with Ari Gold, a triple nominee for his album Space Under Sun. The Out Music Awards are nicknamed the OMAs, and he picked up his OMA for the category of Outstanding New Recording Male. In the corresponding category, Outstanding New Recording Female, the recipient was an artist based out of Los Angeles named Adrian for her album 10,000 Stones. Here's the title track.
My days are filled with mistakes, some that I didn't make. I carry them around. Some people don't feel a thing, some kind of blissful dream. I wish I could live that now. Oh, I wish I could live that now. 'Cause 10,000 stones hanging deep in my heart. No, I don't know how they don't tear me apart. How could I ever believe the 10,000 stones would build the best of me? I've seen a lot in my life. I've seen two wrongs make a right when everything was crashing. I know that you got your plans. You're always taking your stand. But I was only asking. No, I was never asking.
That was Adrian with 10,000 Stones. Next up are the winners in the two debut artist categories.
Look into my eyes. Tell me that I don't see what I see. Preacher in disguise. Could it be you don't know what's inside of me? I'm just like you. I'm in search of the truth. Thank you.
what I see, preacher in disguise. Could it be you don't know what's inside of me? I'm just like you, I'm in search of the truth. But I, unlike you, don't have something to prove, yeah.
That was Just Like You by Dylan Rice. Dylan had the delight of picking up his award, Outstanding Debut Recording Male, on his home territory, as he lives in Chicago. And his album is called Wondering Eyes. And in the category of Outstanding Debut Recording Female, we get an artist I included on my country show in April, Kitty Rose. With tongue in cheek, she titled her debut album, Kitty Rose Greatest Hits. And from it, here's Traveling.
Welcome back to Grand National Rodeo's Country Jamboree. Tonight we give a big welcome back, yee-haw, to that singing cowgirl from Hollywood, California, Miss Kitty Rose.
Well, I knew you were waiting at the top of the stairs while I was fumbling for my keys, and I
was one of the artists I had the pleasure of meeting for the first time in Chicago, and as I'm a collector of early music of the women's music movement, I was also pleased to meet Woody Simmons. Woody co-produced and played on Kitty's album, and prior to this I knew her best for her own albums, like one called Oregon Mountains from 1977. Now for a different genre altogether, and that was found in the category of Outstanding Producer. The artist winning this one is a female-to-male transsexual who goes by the name of Catastrophe. And that starts with a K. From his winning album is the song, Your Girlfriend.
It could be this good. You never knew.
It could look this.
Well, I'm gonna take ya.
Good.
I'm gonna take your girlfriend.
Because she's looking at me. She keeps on looking at me.
I'm gonna take your girlfriend. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm gonna take your girlfriend.
because she's looking at me.
She keeps on looking at me.
I'm gonna take your girlfriend. Yeah.
You look at me, you think, yeah, right. That guy's probably had a lot to drink tonight. He couldn't take flight if he was a right brother, but not tonight, mother. Cause I got more mojo than Michael does nose job. No joke, even though I smoke, I'm no slowpoke. I throw hope from helplessness. I used to see selfish shit and squash it. Now I'm mosh pit, throw a posh fit, toss it out the window. Smoke Indo, never win though in Vegas. But I may just get lucky with your girl tonight. This world's alright, I'm lucky with an appetite for destruction.
What?
You need another introduction? Catastrophe has to be cuter than Justin. Plus when it comes to busting, I got the ladies lusting, the parents cussing. I'm guzzling my troubles in a 2-liter of bubbling boiling point. I'm past this toiling joint. I like fire like the toilet boys, but I'm clean, not mean, like Charlie Sheen. Circa 1990, you might just find me heart throbbing, my Christopher Robin looking face to every girl mobbing the place. You chase tail, play pass fail. I just stand and wink and ask the ladies what you think. Watch them blink and rub their eyes. Watch other guys try to rub on thighs. Feeble, I give them butterflies, make them utter size, treat them equal. I'm not like other guys, I'm not evil, deceited, conceited, or real stupid. I don't need Cupid, I got good looks and wit on my side. You ain't got shit but your ride, and you could only fit one chick inside. I got a station wagon, so gag on that, bitch. I'm gonna take your girlfriend,
because she's looking at me, she keeps on looking at me.
I'm gonna take your girlfriend,
I'm gonna take your
I'm gonna take your girlfriend,
because she's looking at me,
she keeps on looking at me.
I'm gonna take your girlfriend.
I may be little like him, but I work the middle like Money and make him honier than 10 men. Till they wanna ride the pony like genuine or wine, cause I'm fine like F-I-N-E. But don't you find me, cause you're jealous, fellas. You could do well, just tell the swell miss how you felt bliss when you first kissed. Now you burst just from thinking about her, and don't doubt her, or pout, or make her feel like an idiot. Cause you don't deal with the little shit and she'll get a little bit restless. Want the best just cause I'm 5'3" doesn't mean your girl won't do me, baby.
I'm gonna take your girlfriend,
because she's looking at me, she keeps on looking at me.
I'm gonna take your girlfriend, whoa. I'm gonna take your girlfriend,
because she's looking at me,
she keeps on looking at me.
I'm gonna take your girlfriend,
I'm gonna tell her she looks good, because she does. And you should always tell her.
You're listening to the internet version of this show, which is not constrained by FCC regulations, and that fact came in handy for that last song. For the radio version, I had to edit it just a little in several places, and I could not clearly explain the album's title. On the CD cover of Catastrophe's album, it gives the title as "Let's Fuck, Then Talk About My Problems." At least I presume he means the word fuck, as he spells it F**k. And there are two other songs on tonight's show that will benefit from my show also having an internet version. And since my internet show does not have a time constraint, I will also be able to air longer versions of several other songs. So, thank you, internet. And as long as we're jumping from genre to genre, up next is the category of Outstanding New Recording by a Chorus or Choir. And I thought it was pretty neat that it was won by the group that had the first ever recording by a gay chorus in 1981. That's the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, and they got their OMA for their album called Closer Than Ever, the 25th Anniversary Concert, which contains selections first done during their concerts over the years. This particular rendition was first performed at their Extravaganza concert in 1997. Here's their ABBA medley.
Thank you.
going to slip in sort of a hit parade extra at this point. Of course, not everyone who is nominated can win, and I want to draw attention to a chorus album that particularly impressed me, especially for a debut album. The group is called She Who, and they are based out of Philadelphia. From their album, The Earth Will Turn Over, I just love this song, When a Woman.
When a woman loves a woman, when a woman loves a woman, loves. When a woman loves a woman, when a woman loves a woman, loves. When a woman loves a woman, do, 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 it is the earth healing herself. When a woman loves a woman, do, 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 it is the earth healing herself. When a woman loves a woman, when a woman loves a woman, loves. When a woman loves a woman, when a woman loves a woman, loves. When a woman loves a woman, do, 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 she begins to understand. When a woman loves a woman, do, 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 she begins to understand. A thousand insults are transformed, a thousand insults are transformed, a thousand insults are transformed into art and family. When a woman loves a woman, when a woman loves a woman, loves. When a woman loves a woman, when a woman loves a woman, loves. When a woman loves a woman, do, 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 she says yes to herself. When a woman loves a woman, do, 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 she says yes to herself. A thousand insults are transformed, a thousand insults are transformed, a thousand insults are transformed into art and family. When a woman loves a woman, when a woman loves a woman, loves. When a woman loves a woman, when a woman loves a woman, loves. 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 When a woman loves a woman, loves.
Again, that was the group She Who. One of my special treats of attending the Out Music Awards this year was getting to meet Leah Delaria and to see her sing. Her latest album is called Double Standards, where she does jazz versions of some unexpected rock songs.
Color me a color, baby. Color me a color. Color me a color, darling. I know who you are. Come up off your color chart. I know where you're coming from. Call me in my life. Call me any time. Call me. I love you. Can't you call me any day or night? Call me.
Howdy, Houston. This is Leah Delaria, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage.
Of course, that was Blondie's classic, Call Me. Leah Delaria and Jinx Titanic were the very capable co-hosts of the Out Music Awards ceremony. While in Chicago, I took lots and lots of photos of the artists I met, and at my site you can see photos of the winning albums and the artists and find links to their sites. My site, of course, is at www.queermusicheritage.com. And this is a good time to remind you to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper at its new time slot on every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. I'm going to take a break from the competitive awards to let you know about the special recognition awards given out this year by Out Music. One of them went to Tim Kaine. Tim moved to Chicago in the late 80s and founded Boys Entrance, the first queer rock band in that city. Their songs confronted homophobia and championed those on the fringes of gender. Their first full-length album from 1996 was called In Through the Outdoor, and they followed it in 1998 with The Queer Punk Folder. On that one, they celebrated one of our heroes in this track called Harry Hay. That was Harry Hay by Tim Kaine's group, Boys Entrance. And from punk, we go to disco for the next honoree. Randy Jones will always be known as the sexy cowboy from the Village People, and he helped make that group a part of Americana. I first met Randy when he and his partner Will Greger hosted the Out Music Awards in 2002, and this year I got to visit with him quite a bit. I'm pleased to say that in person he is charming and articulate and always has time to talk to people. A delight to know. You can hear an interview I did with him if you check out my Gay Disco special on my January show. Now, instead of playing a Village People clip that everyone's heard a zillion times, I'm sharing with you a brand new song just released by Randy. Here's a clip of New York City Boy.
And Avenue meets Broadway, Broadway, Broadway,
Broadway. That was Randy Jones doing the Pet Shop Boys song, New York City Boy. And I was very pleased to welcome Pam Smith into a special club made up of folks who have been given the OutMusic Outstanding Support Award. Pam has been involved with women's music since the early 70s and produces and hosts Amazon Radio in Bridgeport, Connecticut. She describes it as a music program for those who color outside the lines. Finally, the last special recognition award is always one close to my heart, as it's the OutMusic Heritage Award. What can you say in a few words to describe the career and contributions of June Millington? Well, in her acceptance speech, she wasn't able to say it in a few words either, as she thanked OutMusic for about 12 minutes. I'll give a try at condensing. June Millington, along with her sister Jean, spent the mid-60s touring the West Coast in an all-female band, and in 1969, they formed a new band, Fanny. That year they signed with their Prize Records and became the first all-female group to record a full-length album for a major label. By the time the band broke up in 1974, they had released 5 albums, having 4 songs break into the charts. In 1975, Millington ventured into a new area of music by playing guitar on what became a landmark album of the women's music movement, Chris Williamson's The Changer and the Changed. Into the 80s, she did production work for artists like Williamson, Holly Near, and Mary Watkins. And 1987 brought her, perhaps to her life's work, the founding of IMA, the Institute for the Musical Arts, an internationally known teaching, performing, and recording facility supporting women in music. Millington hasn't stopped performing, though, and her current group is called the Slammin' Babes. In the background, we've been hearing Charity Ball, the first hit by Fanny from 1971. And here's an oddity I can't resist sharing. 1974, here's a German radio ad for Fanny's album, Mother's Pride.
Fanny, da ist der wirbliche Rock-Explosion. Der Gierschaft a ganze Helben, für das Erlebnis der Arbeit Mother's Pride. Mit und bisschen Flecken, Mickey, Jean, June und alles.
Oh, baby, I love what you give to me. All mine, all mine. Oh, baby, I love what you give to me. All mine, all mine.
Fanny, Mother's Pride, at the Hutton, the Heaton, the Erwin, the Helen, Warner Brothers, Records and Fabs.
This is my annual tribute show to the winners of the OutMusic Awards, and I always like to set aside a little time to play some music by artists who are nominated but did not win. I'm going to use a producer's prerogative in playing them because I think they are artists you really should get to hear. So I've picked 4 artists who are nominated in a variety of categories, and it was neat that I got to meet them all for the first time in Chicago. I just love their albums and want to share these songs from them. First up is triple nominee Nadine Gonar, and from her album Sing It To Me Anyway is the song Sarah.
She's up in the morning before anyone makes a sound, and the sunlight shines on her so bright, and I can hardly remember a day when things didn't start off this way. Sarah, what have you done? She's running and running as fast as she can, and I do my best to not fall far behind. Oh, cause she makes me wanna sing, fly high like I got two wings that'll carry me on home, home to Sarah. She can light up a room by just the way that she walks in, not to mention all the words she has to give. We know that we are right, well, me and Sarah. Oh, but now I must confess that sometimes I'm just a mess, and I forget all the good times that we've shared. Then you come along and you bring to me this song, and you fill me up, you knock me out.
Christopher Dolman's album, Race the Light, got him a nomination in the debut male category, and I was very pleased to see him do a house concert in Chicago. Here's a bit of his song, Motel Room.
He looks just like Disneyland. He moves just like palm trees fall. He's got diamonds in his hand. He's got scrapes on both of his knees. He's eager to please. He is your big secret. He's got me rooting through your trunk wall. Oh, is he the reason for this life jacket? Is he the reason that this ship sunk? Written in shaky, faded ink. I bet the drapes were pink in that old motel room. Four words, watch my stomach sink or swim. How could you follow him to that old motel room? Some days I feel 12 years old. Some days I'm sliding toward the grave wall. Oh, sometimes I can take this, but other times I wanna give you back what you gave. For
shaky, faded ink. I bet the drapes were pink in that old motel room. Four words written where I ain't supposed to see, and all my friends agree that you must be the devil. Justify this geography. Show me where we went wrong on the map. And I try to stand tall. I try to think of anything else at all, but it's hard to move on with this knife in my back. It's hard to move on with this knife in my back. It's hard to move on with this knife in my back.
The other two songs I picked are both gay marriage songs, with the first by Green and Root. They were nominated in the duo or group and producer categories for their CD, Down That Road. And I think the song, Marrying You, had a lot to do with that.
Marrying you is like finding the perfect pair of shoes and hoping they'll fit forever. White sheets warmed beyond my own cocoon of blood and bone. Marrying you is scary, it's lucky and confusing. Marrying you is building this house of wax and wood, color and quiet, hope and holy. Marrying you is something I've never done before and hope to never do again, at least not with anyone else. Marrying you is one of the most exciting things I've ever done. I get to wear the most beautiful dress. I hope our friends and family love us as we love them. I hope they come. I hope they have. This day is for everyone. Marrying you is full of to-do lists and appointments. It's a massive river we're swimming in, sometimes drowning. Floating judgment off our backs onto the shore, hoping it doesn't slap some other pair as they float by. The straight people say, huh, two women getting married, how unusual. And the gay people say, why do you want to imitate straight culture anyway? If they tell me that I'm brainwashed, I'll say it's washed all right. So much warmth, I couldn't stay cold. So much comfort, I couldn't stay alone. So much love, I just couldn't say.
And another gay marriage song, in a different genre, was by Torrey Fix. His Marry Me album got him nominations for Male Recording and Out Song. And here's another time where you will benefit by listening to the internet version of this show, and you'll know why instantly. Here's Marry Me by Torrey Fix.
Motherfuck Mr. President, fuck our society, and
the Constitution. Baby, won't you marry me? Fuck all those politics, religious folks and hypocrites. Loving you is all I need. Baby, won't you marry me?
Oh, I'll be goddamn if I have to hesitate on saying I do, because the public won't acknowledge my love for you. Fuck them, they ain't slanging no checks from under this roof right here. You don't hear me though, I promise you to do the best I can. I'm on both knees asking you to be your man. I'm talking wedding bands, diamond rings and things that bling. A ceremony held that it won't take a long way, because
I know it's you, the one I really wanna give my life to. The one I wanna give my life, you say I do, baby say I do. So please say
that ain't relative to us. We'll object to our union and invitation, no matter, as long as we got the rings and best man, true family and good friends. Oh yeah, and one more correction, you won't be my lover anymore, you'll be my motherfucking husband, a wife.
I respect. Know it's you,
one I really wanna give my life to, yeah.
The one I wanna give my life, you say I do, yeah, you say I do. So please say I do, let me spend
yeah,
show you that my love,
let me show
is
you.
True.
Come on,
motherfuck, Mr. President, fuck our society and the Constitution. Baby, won't you marry me? Fuck all those politics, religious folks and hypocrites. Loving you is all I need. Baby, won't you marry me?
Okay, back to the awards for new music. We've got 6 categories to go, and the winner of this next one is a little hard to do justice to on a show like this, but it again demonstrates the wide variety of genres represented by the recipients of the Out Music Awards. category of Outstanding Instrumental Recording, Jennifer Higdon became the first composer of classical music to take home an OMA for her work on the album Concerto for Orchestra and Cityscape, as performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, led by Robert Spano. That was part of the third movement from Cityscape called Peachtree Street. And for another completely different sound, we go to the outstanding new recording by a band. That OMA was won by San Francisco group The Bobbleheads for their album Automatic Fun. Care for a dash of indie pop? Bobbleheads and Crush from their CD Automatic Fun. Lead singer of that group, John Ashfield, also has some very fun albums on his own. I've loved these next artists for years. I became an enthusiastic fan in 2000 when their Private Wars album won the Glamour Award in the jazz category. Maria Walsh and Carol Nelson make up the duo Zrazy, and this year they got their first OMA in the duo or group category for their album Dream On.
You are an angel walking. You come through sunlit forests. You have no need to shield your eyes from the light. You are an angel walking. You are radiance and grace. Shivering the breeze, shimmering the leaves. There is no shadow on your face. You are an angel talking. You speak of love and only love. Your voice is the sound of deep surrender, drenched in sunlight and cool water. You are an angel talking, breathing love into my ear. You say it's time, time my love, come closer now. It's time, my dear, time to let go of fear. are an angel talking. You speak of love and only love. Your voice is the sound of deep surrender, drenched in sunlight and cool water. You are an angel talking, breathing love into my ear. You say it's time, time my love, come closer now. It's time my dear, come closer now. It's time, my love, come closer now. Time to let go of fear.
Every year, one of the most competitive categories is the one for Outstanding Songwriter. Rachel Sage was nominated last year and this year took home the OMA for her sixth album, Ballads and Burlesque.
There was a time when I can honestly say you were the only one who paved my way. You were the one who'd helped me overcome all of the demons inside my skin. Since you've held this hand, since then I've grown from a boy to a man. Know that if you fall, I will still stand, and you can never shake this confidence. Know that these are my own two arms. Know that these are my own two eyes. Know that these are my own two words. Know that I have not fulfilled your plans, but I am starting to resent this guilt hanging over me like a weeping willow tree. There's no fire can deface our acceptance. Know that these are my own two arms. Know that these are my own two eyes. Know that these are my own true words. Even if your approval is my sacrifice. Even if your approval is my sacrifice. I was broken and I too much. Expected you to be so brave. People don't change. I was frozen and I wanted your touch. Expected you to be so brave. But people don't change. Won't change. All of the demons inside my skin. But it's been a long time since you've held this hand. Since then I've grown from a boy to a grown man. Know that if you fall, I will still stand. You can never shake this confidence. Know that these are my, know that these are my, know that these are my. Too much. Expecting you to be so brave. But people don't change. I was frozen and I wanted your touch. Expecting you to be.
from the album Ballads and Burlesque, that was Sacrifice, which was also nominated for Out Song of the Year. The remaining two categories are perhaps the most revered of the awards, because instead of being determined by panels of judges, they are voted on by the members of Out Music. The categories are for Out Musician of the Year and Out Song of the Year. The Out Musician of the Year honor is not only for artist music, but also for their activism and community involvement. And the Out Song of the Year is the one in the members' minds that best addresses our lives. Reporting the winner this year is easy, as the same person garnered both awards. That person was Chicago-based queer rock singer-songwriter Scott Free. His latest album, They Call Me Mr. Free, is extraordinary. But so is his cultural activism, which includes producing Chicago's annual Queer as Folk Festival and the weekly Homo Latte Queer Performance Series, and for leading effective protests against anti-gay performers at Chicago music venues. I also love the way he is not afraid to attack sensitive issues in his music. For example, one of his songs on the album criticizes gay groups for hiring straight artists to perform at pride festivals. Way to go, Scott. Before we hear the winning song, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And while I'm sure you can tell I'm a little biased, I definitely recommend you visit the Out Music website at www.outmusic.com to find out more about this organization and to get acquainted with the artists who belong. So if, like me, you think queer music is more than the music you hear at circuit parties or that of divas and show tunes, you should visit the Out Music site. And of course, I've got to plug my own site again at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can see photos of the artists and recordings, and also about 200 candid photos I took at the awards and related events. And if you have a high-speed connection, you can hear the actual Out Music Awards show and much more. If you have questions or comments about any of your music I've featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. In the background, you've been hearing The Muffin Song, one of my favorites from Scott's album, They Call Me Mr. Free. Now remember, I said Scott was not only voted Out Musician of the Year, but one of his songs was chosen as Out Song of the Year. So I'm using that song to close out the show. From Scott Free, here's the Out Music Out Song of the Year, Another Day of Cruelty.
Excuse me, can I have your attention, please? Hey kids, gotta get beat up every day after school. Some before school, in the hall, and lunch, and after school. They wait for you after classes, to smash your glasses into 18 pieces. Rub your face in dog feces, spit food in your face in the cafeteria. Fill your milk with ammonia so you're choking, the whole crowd goes in hysteria. In the hall they whistle at you, throw kisses at you, proposition you, push you into the bathroom and piss on you. In the classroom they leave thumbtacks at your chair on the seat, trip you, then drag you down the stairs by your feet. Hang you upside down on the fence over by the soccer field, drag you naked from a speeding automobile. And all because you're queer. That's right, queer, you heard the magic word. As every adult, come looking fair. They assure you you're not a pervert and you can be cured. Well, if that doesn't work, they prefer to keep it all blurred. They say you must be questioning, they're confused. While they keep pestering, there's gotta be something to choose. And the pressure gets festering till you can't stand it, you lit a fuse. While they desperately find someone, anyone to accuse. Like it's an abnormality or happened accidentally. Like you can't think intellectually, have the mentality to understand sexuality. Have the capacity or tenacity to think independently. But here's my advice, take it literally.
Just run away to the hobby milk school and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the hobby milk school and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them. Okay, so you try to go talk to the principal. You know the invisible man, the one that's only doing his job, that says you're the problem.
The phone is live with this platoon and the car cop for our brain. On the bomb outside, where it's about your remains, make a kebab of your cranium.
You tell him you documented every time you were bashed. He looks at the papers, takes the folder, and throws it in the trash. He says it's time for you to go, and why did you come here? But sir, I can't leave now, they'll throw me in the garbage dumpster. He says he's sick of hearing you rag, and if you didn't act like a fag, well then you wouldn't get beat up so much.
You say I'm touched, and thank you very much. I'm sure if I'm surrounded, you'll be there in the clutch, but I don't know if you noticed, but the crowd's getting restless below, and do you mind if I exit through your window? I'll take the fire escape down and run for cover before they discover me and start chasing.
I can make it to the bus and hide behind the wheel casing.
Just run away to the hobby milk school and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and
you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the Hobbit Oak School, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them.
So they catch you one day, pin you to the wall, beat you within an inch of your life, carve the word faggot into your stomach with a pocket knife.
I go to the counselor, show him the gashes. His solution is to put you in special ed classes. So you go to the police, tell them everything that's been happening. You lift up your shirt, show them the scar, they start laughing. They won't make an arrest because it's too much paperwork. You say thanks a lot if you're a safer jerk. So you finally find a teacher who is willing to assist you. Tell the kids boycott the class, say he must be a sissy too. And they transfer you from school to school, and all the administrators to talk about his immunity values.
Just run away to the Hobbit Milk School, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
To the fun, the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the Hobbit Milk School, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
To the thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them.
Just run away to the Hobbit Milk School, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
To the thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the Hobbit Milk School, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
To the thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them. That's right, sue the teachers, the principals, the administrators, the school district, the police, sue the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the dean, sue them all, make them pay.